now.
Welcome to episode 18 of Cirque du Psyche, Circus of the Mind, roughly translated. I am your host, Tanner, the Cosmic Potato Farmer, and across from me, as always, usually, mostly, is my button pusher extraordinaire, Monica, the Indubitable Space Fox.
Hi.
Hello.
I push your buttons.
Yes, you do. Before you push them any further, I want to tell everybody this show is sponsored by Ace Basin Excursions. Go see the man for all your gator hunting and inshore fishing needs.
Yep,
we just saw him last night.
Yep.
He returned Chomp Chomp to us.
Yeah.
It's good to have Chomp Chomp back.
Chomp Chomp was a hit. I don't know if we talked about that or
not. Up at his
Sportsman's
Classic. So the little show he did, well, I'd say little is big. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently Chomp Chomp drew in a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was a big hit. Yeah. Good job, Chomp Chomp. And good job, Rick. And thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. So, here we are.
Yes.
Episode 18.
Yes.
How did we get? Who let us get this far?
I mean, nobody's stopping us so far.
Yeah.
Nobody's put the brakes on it.
Not yet.
No.
No one will.
Maybe after this episode, they might.
I refused to be silenced.
Oh, no.
But it's not going to be bad.
No, I don't know. Beep, 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 beep. Jerk.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it's getting hot.
It finally, is. It's warm today. Here.
Nice breeze, though.
Yeah.
Minimal bug biteage.
Yeah, if you sit in the right spot, though, where it's just enough wind that's blocked, they're going to find you.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing because where are they at when the wind's blowing that hard?
They're like fighting the wind is all I can picture.
I don't think so because I don't think they can. They have to be like in the grass. So they drop down and sit in the grass or in the leaves or something. I don't know.
I just picture them like going as fast as they can, like trying to stay in the air.
I think they're too tight for that. I don't know. Sickening things, though. They're not fun.
No.
Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading something. Give me a second.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, without my glasses.
Well, so you shouldn't need your glasses that far.
I don't, but something I noticed is like screens, like reading subtitles on a TV. Like the other night, we were watching that movie.
Yeah.
It was hard. It were blurry.
Yeah.
I think it's because it moves so much, and it's like, it's got something to do with the screen.
I mean, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, screens are bad for your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, what news do you bringeth forth? Speweth. Forth, if you will.
Stop saying speweth.
Why? It's
that
fun.
That sounds gross.
It's supposed to. Right. I can tell you about my new job.
What now?
Shock jockey. DJ. Oh,
again? Back on with this?
Nice. This is true. I got to get out of here soon to go clock in at the radio station.
Oh, my gosh.
No, what kind of if I did work for a radio station, what kind of station do you see me?
I don't know. I never thought about you being on a radio station though.
I totally could.
Like, what do you think?
Like old timey country.
Yeah.
Like real country, not just trash they got now. When I was out like Arkansas and beyond my trip, every town I went to had like an old classic country station. Or just the classics. I'm talking about like Hank Williams Sr.
Oh, wow.
Was on there one time. Yeah. It was awesome. And we got all this new crap. It's not even country. I'm not even calling it country.
They call it pop country.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's stupid.
Or something like that.
It's stupid. Oh, who's calling you? Are you going to answer it?
Put him on. No. I'm not going to put him on.
Let's go put him on the speaker and put him on the phone. Hey, Dana, you're on the podcast.
Dana, I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah,
man.
We'll get back to him. Anyway.
Sorry.
Thanks, Dana, for overshadowing our news section. Anyway.
Well, he's probably just wanting to catch up since he missed out on the weekend.
Yeah, we didn't get as much done as we wanted to because of surveyors, but he's freaking out a little bit.
I don't know why. We've got so much done.
Yeah, we still got a little bit to do, though.
We have a lot to do, but Anyway,
we'll get there. So if you're in the Walterboro area or surrounding area and want to help with a community garden, hit us up.
Yeah, we could use the help.
Use the hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, always. Not just to get it ready, but moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's news.
Yeah.
Are we talking about news?
Yeah, we're still in the news section.
What news do you have?
Well, we worked in the garden. Community garden. We worked in the garden at the farm.
Mm.
It's always garden with me.
Yep. So I have a news tidbit.
Tidbit. Mm-hmm.
A bit of news. My niece Addison invited us to the FFA banquet at her school tomorrow.
Yeah.
She may be getting an award.
Yep.
She better. Mm. I think she's probably one of the most dedicated in the class.
Yeah.
If not the most.
Mm-hmm.
I may be biased, but she's a hardworking kid. And I hope she said something about like an officer award.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly. Mm-mm. But if it was anybody else, I'd been like, no, nothing to do with FFA.
Yeah. As soon as you said FFA banquet, yeah. I was like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Don't want to, man. Yeah.
But it's for her. I'm going to support her because she's on a really good path.
Yeah.
Yep. Got the cows moved on new grass today.
Yeah.
Cows and sheep. Always forget about the sheep.
Yeah.
With the cows. The mob.
Yep.
The mob.
They're so quiet right now.
Got Howard. Speaking of mob, Howard's a gangster. He's a mob boss.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, he
you think about it. We moved him, right?
Yeah.
He's got like a swimming pool right out of his front door. We bring him food, make sure his water's good, and we just literally, we got a mail order bride coming for him. We bring him food, water, and women.
Yeah. Wow. And
yeah.
Wow.
So he's literally like a mob boss.
He is.
Doesn't lift a finger.
Yep.
A hoof. Doesn't lift a hoof, mm-hmm. if you will. Yeah.
Gosh.
Seriously, like, if you think about it, there. It's like a mob boss
mm-hmm.
out there just chilling,
mm-hmm.
living it up. You're welcome, Howard.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Howard's so cool.
Yeah, he is. He's so chill.
Yeah.
I wish all of our males were that relaxed and easy to move, easy to handle, all the things.
Yeah, see, even with him, I thought he'd be more of a challenge certain times of the year
because
mm-hmm. he's still got his parts in order.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, you know, breeding season, he'd be a little frustrated and angry, but no, he don't get that. And he's young still.
Yeah. He's what?
Going on three?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of our first animals here.
He was, but the cat and then Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time that I've never noticed that he was any kind of aggressive was when the girls were in heat,
mm-hmm.
and I think maybe when there was babies in there.
Yeah, he was doing a job. But once he realizes who's in there, he...
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, pigs only see, like...
2 feet.
Yeah, so you can't even see past your knees. Like, literally, you're just, like, legs and feet.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yep.
And a bucket. The bucket swinging next to the legs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. All right. That's all you got for news. What else you got?
That's all I have.
Jeez.
What you got going on?
I got a lot going on.
I know you do, and you're not telling us.
What? Because I do all the talking, and then everybody complains about when I do all the talking, and then when it's time to talk, like, why is it Tanner?
I just
why
talked.
Why is it Tanner
it's
talking?
Turn. It's your turn to talk.
He's not talking. Oh, what do we do God. Now?
He won't stop now. But it's all stupid things coming out of your mouth.
No, it's not. It's semi-educational.
The way you were just talking was educational.
Yes.
Oh,
semi.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Now we're getting bees Saturday, this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
8 hives. Mm. Or packages, not packages, hives. No. Packages. You just shake them out. It's my favorite thing to do.
I want to do one this year.
You want to do one?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done it.
Nope.
So, was it just last year that we got the other bees? We did the whole bee day.
We've gotten bees every year, and they keep dying.
Well, I know, but murdered. Like...
No, that was the first year.
That was the first year?
Yeah.
What about... What happened last year?
Last year, we got bees, but that was just us.
It was just us?
Yeah. Pretty sure it was just us out here doing them.
Oh, I don't know. It feels like so long ago.
No, the first year, we had, like, the big cookout group. And everything. Yeah. And, like, 15 people coming.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like whenever we did that, I don't know why I didn't do it last year.
Put six in that the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you, either you were shaking the bees out or you had.
Yeah. I showed everybody and then
kids
I offered.
Were doing it. Yeah.
Offered. I think what Jenna did one. Zoe
or?
And Connor.
Layla.
I don't think Layla did.
No. I thought she might have.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Josh did, I think. There's a few people that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's cool. I like bees. I like shaking bees.
Yeah.
You gonna wear just a veil to do that?
Probably. I did last time.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. you didn't do the shaking yourself.
No.
And when you shake them and they come out of there and start flying all over your arms and stuff, you can't drop that package.
I know.
Don't be scared.
Scared.
So relaxing, though.
Yeah.
Inside.
I was just telling
inside all
somebody that,
noise. That
how calming bees are.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put two in the garden this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Split them up a little bit. See if that makes a difference.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doubt it.
Mm.
Doubt it.
I think we just need to be a little bit more hands-on with them.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to this year with Douglas the Animal covering, filling some gaps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to have extra time to get out there and a little more intensely manage them, keep my eyes on them and stuff. I mean, it's gotten so bad to where I can't do the hands-off approach like I would like to. He's calling you again?
He is.
Bruh.
Hold on. Give me a second.
And we're back.
Sorry about that.
Now we had to talk to the man. Well, Monica talked to him.
He was very persistent on getting a phone call through.
Yeah, I will.
So, yeah, he was just saying how good the garden's looking. He was out of town this past weekend, so he just wanted to get in touch with me because we hadn't spoken really since he left.
Friday.
Yeah.
I think Friday, last time I talked to him.
Thursday or Friday.
Thursday, yeah.
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 So anyway.
Garden's come along.
Mm-hmm.
Come help out.
Yep.
Come check it out.
At least come check it out.
Come check it out on the Art and Ag Tour.
Yeah.
On May somethingth.
May 17th.
17th. That's what I said.
I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think that's what I see.
That's all day, right? It's no specific time.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure like if you call it like, quote unquote working hours.
Yeah, but there's like a starting time, I think.
Hmm.
I'd have to look at it. So. Because I don't want to be out there all day.
Oh.
All day. That'd be a long day.
Psh.
Psh.
Stop being scared of stuff.
Psh.
Why are you so scared of everything?
What?
Well, you're scared now.
What are you talking about?
Quiver in your voice.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, anyway.
Fear in your eyes.
Next conversation. Anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Where were we?
We're talking about our news update.
Well.
And you had nothing over there, pretty much.
I did, too. Talked about the garden.
Yeah. Oh, gardening. What are you doing in a garden? Plants.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
I like plants, okay?
Huh.
I like flowers. I like vegetables and fruits and growing the things and seeing them come up. What?
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Plants.
Wow. You know what you always forget to talk about? The orchard. We finally brainstormed, not that anybody knows. We haven't talked about it, but I'm really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally got, how big do you think the orchard is? It's every bit as, it's bigger than a garden.
It's bigger than the garden. It's,
I'd say it's probably
4 or 5 acres.
Yeah, 4.5 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we finally got a plan of attack for that, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fodder island
mm-hmm.
on there for feeding our pigs and stuff.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Get that going. Exciting.
Yeah. So we've already had trees planted out there.
Yeah, on the
we haven't mentioned that.
Berms.
I don't know.
Berms. It took us a year of begging to get someone to come dig what was supposed to be swales. So we had to compromise them, but just dig two ditches out there. They're not on contour.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever.
Well, now we see why they needed to be on contour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Because there's
you get water in some areas.
Low spots.
Yeah. Dry in others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've had trees planted out there and I've had to replace a few. Not a whole lot. There were some trees that never got planted because it got too late last year.
Yep.
But we've got, I've only got two trees right now that I need to replace that are dead. You good?
Oh, yeah. Did there was a lot more. I thought there was like one more sip of coffee in there. Oh, man. It just like soaked my beard in coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Matt Best is going to jump out the bushes now because he's going to smell it. Can I touch your beard?
Oh, weirdo.
Only if I can touch yours. Who was Matt Best?
Black Rifle Guy.
Black Rifle Guy.
Coffee Guy.
Oh, yeah.
The face of it, at least. The pretty face. Anyway, I was talking about Orchard.
Orchard, yes.
When you soaked yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything's turning green, putting out new leaves. I have a few that I just planted, and they're not quite. I mean, what I'm thinking is that they're working on their roots right now, which is fine because that's what needs to be happening.
Yeah.
But they look like little sticks still. So I'm like, oh, come on, guys. But
yeah. So we're going to try to. It's too late, technically, to plant trees, but we're going to try to, and we're going to baby them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the hands and the time, you know, extra time, freedom to move around a little bit more. We're going to try to get some stuff out there. Not everything.
Yeah.
Some stuff. I'd like to get the pecan trees out there.
Need to buy those.
Yeah, get the big overstory trees in the ground and like the stuff we already have down there looking for a home.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided where to finally put those.
Yeah.
We'll have to baby them for a little while, but like I said, we got the extra hands and stuff like that now, so it can be done.
Yeah, we need to get on getting the irrigation ran out to the garden because that's a pain in the butt.
Yep.
Having to drag hoses everywhere. Yep.
So now we know where everything's going to live.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that now.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Still growing. Mm-hmm. It's a big space.
It is.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Bigger than Gina.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, what is that? Small business!
Holy crap! That was
promotion
way
time.
Too loud.
Ow. Oh, hurt my vocal cords.
Jeez. Anyway.
Anyway, so today we're going to talk about who we talked about last week.
Talk about.
It's Cottage Crafts by Cindy. She's on Facebook. You found her on Facebook?
Her personal page.
Personal page.
Yeah.
But so she's here local, and that's where we got her awesome birdhouses from at our first Thursday. And she, if you're in the Walterboro area, any of our little festivals, farmers markets and things, craft shows, you'll likely find her there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she makes them all herself. I mean, builds everything, cuts all the wood, stains, paints. And she does a really good job painting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed. It's not just like she paints your birdhouse like a building. She'll paint like a whole landscape.
Yeah.
On the side of your birdhouse or whatever.
Yeah.
Different themes. Does all the schmortzball stuff too, if you want.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined for your bird to live in a schmortzball house, she'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cindy. Yeah, that's right. Cindy. Cottage Crafts by Cindy. Go get you some birdhouses.
Yep.
But she also does like wind chimes. She had some wind chimes.
Yeah.
And
she
things.
Did.
Yeah. Stuff like that. So crafty. She's crafty.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're going to get some more from her eventually.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else we need to do. Figure out where to put all the birdhouses.
Yep. There's so much to do.
Yes.
So much.
Yes.
Stop twitching. Your eye is twitching.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say go check her out, but I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
She gave me a business card. And I was just looking for it because I usually put all my business cards up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see it. It must be in my truck still.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she has a page on there or not.
Yeah, I look. She has a personal page on Facebook, which I don't know if she wants me to put that out there not.
Yeah.
There's no website. And then we have our email address.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a reason to get out of the house, come to the Rice Festival at the end of the month, come to First Thursday, go to the farmer's market, and go look for her. You'll find her there.
Yep.
Surrounded by colorful birdhouses.
Mm-hmm. And wind chimes.
And wind chimes. Tinkling little wind chimes, I'm assuming, if there's wind blowing, they'll be making noise.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
Tinkly. Tinkly. Tinkly wind chimes.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we going to talk about this week?
This is, I don't have experience in this topic.
None.
Not really at all. None. Except for that one thing. But
which probably was nothing.
It was.
Are you going to tell us what we're going to talk about? Or are you just going to keep babbling over there?
You want to tell us?
We're going to talk about ghosts. Completely ridiculous. So I don't really believe in ghosts because of my biblical knowledge now, a Christian walk. The Bible doesn't say you get to hang around for unfinished business. Like, you know, your homie ate your last cookie right when you died, so you're going to hang around and kick him into junk because he ate your last cookie or whatever. I don't know. But the Bible says you go up or down. So yeah. I personally believe now that it's some form of spiritual demonic forces. Yeah. But I have some interesting experiences growing up. Monica does not at all, right?
I mean,
none.
Mm-mm.
So how do you, like, growing up, how did you perceive that subject of ghosts? Like, were you, like, when y'all, you and your friends were hanging out, and you're like, ooh, there's a ghost in there. Were you, like, scared of possibly seeing one? Or what was your...
I mean...
How'd you grow up perceiving ghosts?
Ghosts were people who hadn't passed on is what I saw them as. And, you know, I wasn't sure if I should be scared of them or be like, what's up, man? I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of experience with that at all. I was telling you just yesterday when we were trying to come up with a topic, how...
We just came up with a topic yesterday? Were that unprepared?
No.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
But that's circus of the mind, baby.
Yeah. So there's a house that my aunt... Well, it was my aunt's house, put it that way. And
a
staying...
Big old house.
Yeah. I don't know if she was still alive at the time, but her daughter inherited the house. Not me. Mom. My name. Anyway. There was a...
Not bitter about it at all.
It should have been my house.
Oh, get over it. Move on.
Mother.
Anyway, move on.
There's a bed and breakfast. This huge house across the road. And before somebody had fixed it up, it was this brown, just very old brown wooden house that was just run down. And I think my mom even, they claimed, like, they had ghost stories about this house. And supposedly you'd see, like, somebody in the window. And so every time I'd go stay at my aunt's house, and we're, like, looking at the window because we'd always sleep on the floor in the living room. On the front side of the house, facing that house, yeah. The bed and breakfast. And we'd always try to scare each other with it. But other than that, like, I've never saw anything. Oh, huh. Yeah. So, nothing.
Wow.
I got nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What about you?
I don't got nothing either. Let's
oh, whatever. All right, bye.
All right, no. So, I grew up, well... We moved to a place when I was like 5 down the road from where I started life. And we lived in this like rundown single wide trailer. I was like infested with rats.
Mm.
It's just, yeah, it's not a good situation. Didn't have AC, stuff like that. But I remember it being quote unquote haunted. And I could still like vividly remember these things, like thinking back.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all be outside and like right outside the trailer. And I remember one of my dad's friends was over and he kept looking at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was like, how many kids you got in there? My dad's like, nobody's in there. Cause I was out in the yard. You can only when you're outside, you can hear little feet running up and down the hall.
Ew.
Like kids run. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
And I remember sitting out there cause with, and you know, back in those days, '80s, you could leave your kids at home, not when I was 5, but several years later.
Yeah.
my parents like run down to the store or, you know, somewhere, leave me there for a little bit. And I remember I would not stay when the sun went down. I would not stay in that house. I'd rather be outside. Mm-hmm. And I'll sit out. We had a swing outside, and I sit on the swing and just, you can hear the feet running up and down.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. It was so weird. Yeah. And that's one thing. So, yeah, one night or one day, it was a hot summer day. I think we had like a window unit or something, because I remember my dad was taking a nap, and it was, I remember being like cool in the house. And I remember I was taking a nap. We had two couches, like one on either wall, facing each other, something like that, chair or something. And I remember hearing a noise in the kitchen. And when I woke up, when I was kind of, my feet was facing the kitchen. So, you know, when I woke up and looked down or up, I could look into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the old single wide trailers had those like wraparound counters, the tiny little kitchen. And I heard like the dishes clanging, and I thought it was a rat. So I looked up, and I was about to wake my dad up and tell him, hey, there's a rat over there. But no, this little white translucent head popped up. And like, there was no features to it, but I can tell it was looking at me. And it disappeared back under, and it popped out around the cabinet looking at me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And so I'm just laying there, and I was probably like 7, ugh, 8 maybe.
Yeah.
And laying there, and I'm like, kept looking at my dad, and he never hears anything. And this thing takes off running. It's a single wide trailer, so it's not very far. And it jumps, and like it's going to land on me. And right when it went to like hit my body, it poof, it disappeared.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even tell nobody that. It was just because at this point, it was kind of like you expected weird things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the closest I've ever came to something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one summer, I think it was the same summer, every morning we had the old wind up crank windows. I wonder how many people know what that is.
Yeah.
You crank them and they move in and out.
Yeah.
And so in the summertime, I'd crank my windows open at night, and the cool air would cool my room off.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember every morning for an entire summer, I'd wake up and there was a raven, not a crow. You ever seen a raven in real life?
No, I don't think so.
They're big. They're bigger than crows. And it was sitting on a non-existent windowsill, because it's a trailer, but it was sitting like it was on a windowsill and it was facing away. Every morning for an entire summer, I wake up and this raven would turn and look at me and fly off.
Oh my gosh.
And I go look, like, where is it sitting? Nowhere.
Mm.
And yeah. And there's just many stories. Like my mom used to see a guy smoking a cigarette in the hallway in between me and my sister's room.
Jeez.
And if she ever woke up and saw him, he was like smoking a cigarette. And if whenever she woke up and saw him, he'd flick the cigarette and walk off and disappear.
Jeez.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of creepy stuff in that house. I mean, I can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But so that trailer got destroyed during Hurricane Hugo.
Yeah.
I mean, like Helene destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we were without anywhere to live for like 6 or 8 months. Well, my dad was built us a new place. But so after that, we got our new house, nothing.
And it was on the same spot, right?
Same exact spot. That house is still there.
Mm.
The only thing wrong with that house was it was full of German cockroaches. Yeah, but never saw or heard anything after that.
Mm.
It was so weird. But you know, one thing is, all that stuff happened, I never felt threatened,
mm-hmm.
which is weird to me. Like, I was never actually scared. It was creepy because, you know, like, that's, I know it's not, but you almost kind of get numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And I don't know. And so since then, experiencing things on and off,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. Like, I've told you about for 5 or 6 years straight, most of the time I was in the Army, I'd be on a run and I feel like a little kid grab my pants and mm-hmm. like, you know, like a little kid tugging you to get your attention.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd be on a run. I'd feel that and I would stop and my buddies were like, what? And I'm like, bro, why didn't you just grab me? And they're like, no. And it was like something was following me
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Well, didn't you say you experienced that at the Roundup House?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one place I did feel exactly that.
Yeah, and I'm getting there. I think I know. I gotta I got a theory behind that. So, see, going in and out of life and stuff, and I've been around a lot of death.
Mm-hmm.
Like I died at birth,
mm-hmm.
And when I was a paramedic, a lot of death.
Yeah,
Army, a lot of death. You know what I mean? So, I think some people are more in tune with it, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But now, through my Christian lens of the world, I understand it's not like ghosts are not something you should try to. Well, first of all, I don't think ghosts are real. It's not the real, it's not the word we should be calling that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you should mess with or play around with. And I don't think it's something nice or it's one of your dead relatives trying to get a hold of you. I think it's a demonic force trying to attract you to itself.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were like 14-ish or so, we used to stay at my Aunt Susie's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we camp out, and somebody had gotten a hold of a Ouija board.
Oh my gosh!
Right, and stay away from those things.
Yeah.
So we were way out, past like the yard and the barn and everything, like big old shop barn she had there,
mm-hmm.
and like almost into the woods. There was like this old, the backside of the property is covered in this old, some kind of tree grove. I don't know what kind of trees they were. They weren't fruiting trees or nut trees. It was just like something.
Hmm.
It was kind of creepy because you could almost see through them underneath. Anyway, mm-hmm. we kind of camped right inside those.
Yeah.
And, you know, none of us were scared of the dark. We all grew up in the country. Somebody brought a Ouija board. So we're messing around with it. This freaking thing starts moving on its own, like legit.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, we're all like, you know, oh, ha-ha, you know, very funny.
Where's the magnet?
Yeah, we let it go, and this thing's moving.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I think we ran through the tent. I don't think we even opened the door. And yeah, the next day we burnt that thing.
Yeah.
I just completely burnt it. Like, we went inside and slept in Misty's, like, bedroom on her floor, no blankets and stuff. Like, I'm not going back out there. Yeah. It was creepy. But yeah, so there's a bunch of weird things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a theory about the Roundo place.
Because
you not experiencing anything
yeah.
until then.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my mother... I don't know what she does now. I had talked to her, what, 10, 12 years?
Something like that.
But so growing up, she used to roll me out of bed every Sunday and we'd go to church.
Yeah.
And I think it was more of an image thing for her. You know what I mean? Because she never talked about it outside of church, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like once Sunday was over, that was it. Never heard anything else.
Mm-hmm.
No Bible, no discussion, no nothing. And it was probably, I'd been moved out of the house. And I think I was in the Army or might have been getting out of EMS. Well, she starts messing around with Wicca, witchcraft and stuff, right? Yeah. And then we started dating, and then that's when you started feeling that.
Yeah.
So I think messing around with that stuff, man, you invite it into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my theory on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
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 Ghostbusters. Yeah. But yeah, I grew up just thinking, oh, you know, ghosts are real, whatever. They're not going to hurt you because nothing ever bothered me. But like we were talking about in the church episode, you have that pull towards that life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there maybe is some kind of covering on me already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something was reserved for me at some point, and I think there was some kind of protection and covering over me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was creepy. Pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And so now, I hadn't experienced anything like that in a long time.
Yeah. Did you not at our old house?
What?
Didn't you say you had something?
Oh, so that was a straight up demonic. I got goosebumps. So this was shortly after I got saved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was like concretes my belief that ghosts are not real.
Mm-hmm.
There's something trying to attract you to itself. Like, I think, you know, I don't know how demonic forces work. I don't even like talking about it because I just give it life.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so I think, so I got saved, started reading, you know, diving into the Bible, you know, really getting into that life. And I was sleeping on the couch. I think that's the one Everett was, had kicked me out of my bed.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we had a really comfortable couch. It was a sectional.
Yeah.
So it was like the big, like half of it went along like the hallway or like into the hall, you know, the hallway extended like the couch.
Yeah.
Into the living room. And then the other one went along what was our bedroom wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the L shape. And so I was sleeping on the bedroom wall side. And my Bible, I was reading my Bible and I had it on like the elbow of the couch, if you will, right there. And I remember going to sleep. And I was like really tired. I went to sleep and I was sleeping pretty good. Cause usually I'm a really light sleeper.
And
then I remember getting restless and I wouldn't wake up. And then when I finally did, I looked up and there was this like, I could see this black entity like standing above me, like right in the mouth, like the mouth of the hallway right there, like by our bedroom door and like the elbow of the couch. Yeah. And it was just like, I could feel like just pure death and evil coming from this thing, man. And so I jumped up and grabbed my Bible and just opened it and just started reading. And instantly it's like everything just like went back to normal, like no bad feelings or anything. But yeah, but I think it was just something trying to like, you know, to send something a little stronger, if you will, to try to sway me or, you know, from my path or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that was a big test maybe. And I casted it out, Monica.
Yeah, you did, thankfully. Yeah. I just and got goosebumps.
Yeah, I don't think I told you that for a while because I didn't want you thinking that the house was haunted or possessed or whatever.
Yeah.
Poltergeisty.
Ugh.
That's one thing is like poltergeist. You know what a poltergeist is? It's something that like supposedly a ghost that has power to be able to move things. Right? So like what...
I don't know.
I never saw anything like that.
No. I don't know, man. I love watching Ghostbusters. Not Ghostbusters, Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, I shouldn't watch it.
I know. I'm like, oh, I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, but knowing like what that stuff is now.
Yeah. You're like, oh, there's just so-and-so hanging out because they had a horrible death and... I'm like, oh, no, not no more. I don't think that way.
No. You need to go up or down.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, the Bible says to be present or to absent from the body is to be present with Christ, you know, if you're a believer.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not present with Christ, where do you go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't say present with Christ or haunting a building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does. Yes, I don't think ghosts are real. I've experienced some stuff.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
Stuff in my past.
Yeah, some stuff in my past.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that from the old house till...
Oh, yeah, me too.
We started talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah.
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 Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
That was so weird. Gross. That was weird.
Yes, that's my take on it.
Yeah.
There's demonic forces out there, but I don't think ghosts are real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yup.
All right.
This is going to be a short Thanks episode. Thanks for your input. <I'm sure.
laughs> Must be nice.
I know, right?
To grow up in a non-creepy house.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean... No, never really. Nothing. I keep trying to think. I'm like, no. Yep.
All right. So, I had something else I was trying to remember, but then I forgot. Forgot to remember. It's like another story. Dadgummit.
You got some other stories, but they're not ghost stories.
Oh, yeah.
You got so many other stories.
Yeah, that's for a whole other topic. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Well, there's a couple that I'm thinking of.
Oh, you have to remind me.
There's the lady at the store.
Oh, yeah.
Is that...
Oh, so, well, actually, that kind of ties into this.
In, though.
Yeah, because the whole spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
So demonic forces are trying to contact you, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that good spiritual forces, you know, possibly angels are too.
Yeah.
And I've had experiences with that. And I was I just graduated EMS school, EMT school, whatever. And I was having some bad doubts. You know, I was living by myself. I was very alone, basically, in the world. And I have, you know, I kind of lost contact. Through my own means, lost contact with all my friends, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living very, I was lonely, basically.
Yeah.
And so I was having doubts that I could do this upcoming job. I had just gotten the job. I hadn't started yet. So I'm sitting in my, where was I? Yeah, I can't remember where I was living. I didn't have my own place yet, even. Anyway, so I went to Walmart. I was like, I'm going to go get some frames for my certificates, because you get two. You get state and national registry in South Carolina. I don't know how everywhere else works. So I was going to frame them hanging up. Like, maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Seeing them, like, I did it, and I did well, like, in the class and stuff. Anyway, so I'm at Walmart, and I got two frames. So I'm walking around just kind of trying to kill. I wanted to be around people
because
I was just seriously just like lonely. And I go to the music section. I was looking at cassette tapes. This is, they had still had cassette tapes and CDs and stuff, right? So I was looking at what cassette tapes were left. And then I remember just, man, I was thinking about putting the frames back. I was like, I shouldn't even get these, whatever, just, you know, put them in a drawer and forget about it. So this woman walks up to me, and I could tell it was a black woman. And when I went to look at her, went to turn, my nose instantly started running, like bad, like enough to where I didn't want to look at her. I had nothing to cover it with. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. And she was smiling, and I remember she had a gap, and she had a big, radiant smile. And I could just barely tell it was a black lady. And every time I tried to look at her, I just, like, my nose would run worse. I'm just apologizing. She's like, it's all right. And then she was like, what do you have there? And I told her it's frames for my just graduated or finished EMT school. And then she started immediately telling me how good I was going to do. You're meant for this job. You're going to do so good, and on every time I try to look at her. And then I noticed when I cut my eyes, I was looking, her mouth wasn't moving when she was talking.
Oh my gosh.
She was just smiling, like radiant. And I was like, holy shnikey. So I was like, you know, thank you. I needed to hear that and everything. And so she said a few other things and I don't remember. And then she was like, all right. And then she left, and then instantly my nose stopped running. I looked, could not find this woman.
Jeez.
I went back for a week,
mm-hmm.
a week. And asked everybody, who was the pretty black lady with the gap in her teeth? And they're like, what are you talking about? And like, nobody knew what I was talking about.
Jeez.
Yeah. But instantly, it's like, after I had no fear, no doubt,
yeah.
I went into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's, yeah.
Don't you have another one like that, though? Did you not have another, nothing else? Kind of like that.
I mean, possibly, but it'd remind me, maybe.
I'm just trying to think, because I thought there was another one after we were together.
Oh, not after we were together?
I think so. No?
I don't know. I had the lady in a Chinese store in Washington.
What?
I told you about that.
I don't remember.
Me and my buddy was sitting, and we were both about to get out at the same time. So we're at this little Chinese joint.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of the small ones where you usually go in and get takeout and take it, but it had a few tables.
Yeah.
So me and him were sitting down, we're talking about our possible futures, like you going to stay in, you going to get out,
mm-hmm.
what are we going to do, and this, that, and the other. And so I was on the fence about starting my motorcycle business.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a whole plan about starting a business, and, you know, or I could stay in and have a somewhat easy career in the Army. Well, it's not easy, but, you know, it's not, like, you know, they tell you what to do to pay you, feed you, whatever,
mm-hmm.
or get out and take a chance starting a business. And this lady, Chinese lady, walks out from behind the cooking area,
mm-hmm.
walks through the door, walks past everybody, and comes straight to me and grabs my hand and she's looking at my hand, and then she was saying something about how rough my hands were. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you know, it's just got back from Iraq and everything. And she was like, you like to use your hands. And I said, yeah, like, you know, and she's like, what do you like to do for fun? I was like, I like to build motorcycles, work on motorcycles, stuff like that, you know. And she goes, you're going to be awesome at that. And she goes, and she pretty much was like, you know, pretty much telling me that my decision was the right decision mm-hmm. to get out and start a motorcycle company. And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then my buddy Hopkins in front of me, I don't think he even knew she was there.
What?
Yeah, he was eating, and he was like quiet the whole time she was talking. Like maybe 45 seconds, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she let go of my hand, and then there was a pair of hand like chopsticks. She handed me chopsticks.
Oh my gosh!
And she left, and I'm just looking at these chopsticks. I look at my buddy Hopkins. He's like, "What's the matter with you?" And I'm like, "Did you not?" And he just kind of like what?
Gosh.
I don't think he even knew. Mm. So I don't know what that was about.
Hmm.
But my motorcycle thing fell through.
It did.
That was the school's fault. Remember
yeah.
that?
Ow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't forget that.
Clerical error. So mm-hmm. that was the positive and the negative spiritual forces on that situation.
Hmm.
See how that works? Looking back, you can see that now.
Yeah.
It's all a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you believe or not, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And if you don't believe, you got no cover and a way to fight it.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yep.
Eh? See that?
Yeah.
Are you talking about when I was going to start a church with the sign?
Maybe. That might be what I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah. So when I was starting a job at the church we used to work at, I had an okay job pay-wise. Not great.
Where did you work before the church?
The door place.
Mm.
But the job itself sucked.
The hours.
The hours and the people.
Terrible.
Yeah. With the management.
Yeah.
So I told a story about how I got a job. We saw it at church.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I went and so I was going for my second interview. And I had to take a pay cut. And we're already kind of struggling.
Yeah.
And so I was praying. I was heading to Jay Swagga's office to go talk to him. I didn't know it at the time. He was going to have the pastor and his wife in there to meet me.
Yeah.
And I think Eddie Tilly was in there or something like that. They wanted to meet me. And so I was praying, man. I dropped my helper off at his truck, and I was driving into town to head to the church. And it was a busy area where the church was at.
Mm-hmm.
I drove past that way every day. And I'm a very observant person. Let's just go put that out there. So I'm driving, I'm praying, I'm like, I need a sign. I remember Deborah Malone told me one time at the church
mm-hmm.
that I was a burning bush Christian.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a very good explanation how to say it, because I am. Like, some people God can whisper in your ear, and okay, I got it. Like mm-hmm. me, it's like, I need a burning bush. Because I can hear that whisper, it's like, is that me?
Yeah.
Is that Satan?
Yeah.
Is that Jesus? I sometimes I can't distinguish, but it's, I need a burning bush. I need God to be like, bro,
mm-hmm.
do you not hear me? And like, I can see and hear you now. That's what I need.
Yeah.
So I'm praying and I'm driving. And I saw this sign I saw every day. And I was like, I need a sign. I need a sign. And the sign, and it was not a Nike sign, but it says something like, let's do this or something. Or just, you know, wasn't just do it. I think that's a Nike, right?
Yeah.
It said something like, let's do this. And it mm-hmm. was very plain.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't talking to these, let's do this. So immediately I was like, yes.
Mm.
And then next day I drove and I made a point to look, and it was not what was on that sign.
Oh my gosh.
It was something completely different. Yeah. So there's forces at work, man, good and bad.
Yeah.
Good and bad. And that's my explanation of ghosts.
Mm.
Spiritual demonic forces.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for it.
Yep.
Prayed up. From the feet's up. Eh?
Yep.
But yeah, you and your milk toast life over there.
Aw. Sorry, I didn't have no crazy ghost stories.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the boat landing.
No, that's a different, that's whole a different another topic.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that. That's fun.
Yeah. I keep wanting you to get a hold of
Tony
Merkel. And
yeah, maybe.
Tell him.
William told me to.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe one day.
You should. That'd be so cool to be a guest on The confessionals.
I'll drive up there.
Dude.
He lives right here by Pigeon Forge.
Is it?
Close in that area. I don't know how close, but he's talked about how close he lives there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll drive up there.
Yeah.
Give me a reason to go back to the knife store.
Yeah. Make sure you save up before you go.
Shut up.
No.
Don't tell me what to do.
And get me a knife while you're there.
Get your own knife.
That means I can go?
I
get to go this time?
I don't care if you go.
I didn't get to go last time.
Yeah. Whose fault was that?
The jerseys.
And where is she at now?
Nebraska.
She didn't make it. She didn't make the cut.
No.
Oh, man.
Crazy mama.
Yeah. Still got her baby, though.
Yeah. Hopefully she does better.
She's still so little.
She is.
Yeah.
Yep. What?
Yeah, fatten her up so we can get her bread.
Yeah.
Start milking her.
Yep.
Some raw milk. Yum, yum, yum.
Get a Highland to breed her.
So, Lanessa's mom said those are in extremely high demand out in Nebraska.
Mm.
And their Highland, there's a guy next to them that sells them.
Oh, wow.
It's like, dang, man, if I had known that, I could have coordinated a Highland buy.
Yeah.
And brought one back. But I was kind of glad I didn't have another cow to drag back.
Yeah.
And the nice, quiet, tiny goats so that nobody could see or hear. That took a lot off my mind.
Yeah.
But she called them. There's a name. Like, the names are mixed together. Like Jersey.
Highland. Oh.
Jerseylander, I think they call it.
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that. Jerseylander. Uh-huh. I think that's what she called it. Yeah. So it's like it's becoming an actual breed, it sounds like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there was somebody around here that had a Highland bull.
I don't want no bull.
But you were going to bring one back. You just talked about bringing a bull back.
I was talking about just a Highland just for fun to have out here.
Oh, like a female.
Yeah, just or a steer. Mm. Just to have out here because they're nice to look at.
I want Highlands. They're so pretty. I want a mini.
I want Longhorns.
I want Longhorns too. I like cows.
Yeah. Cows are really cool.
Yeah.
So easy to handle. Take care of. And they're delicious.
Yeah. So good.
Delicious. So, good. I was talking to Peter this morning. Our chef. Peter the chef.
Hey, chef.
Peter. Hi, Peter.
Chef. Chef Peter cooked for us yesterday.
Bro. Gosh. Oh, that's so good.
It was.
Anyway, so I was talking to him this morning. So obviously his life is food.
Mm-hmm.
And he always asks like the best questions. Stuff you don't expect.
Yeah.
And you expect this from like the owners.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't think that way. You know what I mean? They're just more aesthetics, I guess. They're in management.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter was asking about the marbling and how the difference between grain fed, grass, you know, grain finished, things like that.
Yeah.
And it really got me thinking. Like it's not just grass fed. You know what I mean? Because I've had some bad grass fed steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably mostly a management issue there, but it's also some cows aren't, I think through the watering down of genetics, some cows just don't fatten up on grass. You know what I mean? Because I think that genetics been just like dogs. You can breed work genetics out of a dog, like our Australian Shepherd. Does not want to work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no instincts there. It's been bred out of her. And so why can't that happen to a cow? You know what I mean? Like the marbling of the meat with grass.
Yeah.
That's how they naturally grow. So I was telling him, like, because he was saying, you know, cows, he's had grass-fed meat that's not as good, but it wasn't marbled, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, well, when they grain feed, like we've been sold a lie for the last 30 years about how marbling is supposed to look.
Yeah.
And the way I see it is that a grass-fed cow, when it, if you know, you give it the proper time, it's 24 to 30 months, basically, is a rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, longer if you need to. Before the cow's ready. It's up to that weight to butcher, right?
Yeah.
So, and when they put fat on, they follow the natural fat lines and things. You know, like when you butcher animals, there's like nature gives you basically like a line to cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the natural fat production follows those lines. Now, when you basically force feed a cow grain, corn, and soy at a CAFO, you're making it obese.
Yeah.
Just like a human. Fat's going to show up where it's really not supposed to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what does quote unquote marbling that people expect is from. It's very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to that amazing ribeye I ate at White Oak had beautiful fat on it, but it followed the natural fat lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing.
Yep.
It's like the Wagyu beef. You ever seen a Wagyu cut?
I don't know.
A spider web of fat.
Yeah.
Why is there that much fat inside that muscle tissue?
Yeah.
Genetics.
Yeah.
I think it's genetics.
Yep.
Anyway.
Hmm.
Cows.
Steak.
Gosh.
Well, I want steak now. Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Everett said last night he was craving a fat, juicy steak after jujitsu.
Dude. I was
like, look, you're finally getting an appetite.
Dude. Where can we get a good steak from?
White Oak.
Here we go. Road trip.
Road trip for steak.
All for the steak.
I mean, around here, honestly, from Alicia.
Yeah.
That's probably the best steak you could buy.
Yeah. So, ever since we went to White Oak, of course, Facebook algorithm.
Yeah.
I keep seeing more and more of their videos and stuff, like
lucky
posts. Well, I saw their lunch menu or their menu for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because apparently their specials change every weekend.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is now, but I was drooling what it was.
Was it the Beacon?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we missed out on that because I thought that was the supper special and it was only for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Addison's like, bro, after this tour, we're going to go get that for lunch for supper, and it was only for lunch.
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick. White Oak Pasture. Oh, I clicked on the wrong name. Beep, 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 beep. Mm. Okay, here's yesterday's beef enchiladas or nacho bar.
Ooh.
What?
Nacho bar?
A nacho bar?
Nacho bar.
Oh, nacho bar. they post a lot, but.
Yeah.
I don't even see it anymore. What the crap?
They moved on.
Oh, I haven't.
Wow.
I don't want to be there again.
Anyway.
Yeah. Darn it.
Can't waste time over there doing that.
Whatever. That. Anyway, food. I'm
torturing
hungry.
Yourself.
I am. Is it October yet?
No.
Oh.
No.
I can't wait for October.
Yeah. Yeah, so is that it on the topic?
Yeah.
That's all we got for that?
I think we...
that was a fun, interesting deviation.
Yeah.
I feel like we started getting stagnant.
Yeah, I mean, we had so much going on with...
Yeah.
Like, we went to White Oak. We wanted to talk about that, and then...
That's all I ever want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it right now. So...
Well, we're farmers.
Yeah.
So it's always going to go back to that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in the garden and farming vein, do you have us a garden tip today?
Putting bees right into your garden.
Oh, where'd you get that idea from?
I did have another tip, but...
Are we going to do that?
Yeah, we are. We're putting, two hives out there?
Yeah, I don't like putting one by itself.
Yeah, so we'll have right up next to our raised beds that we just put up.
Yep.
Planted.
Tucked right in the garden.
Yep. Try it
so
out.
So close that one might bounce off your forehead trying to get back to the hive.
I'm totally okay with that. Yeah. I mean, this happened.
Oh, yeah.
We've had bees fly into us before.
Yeah, I like sitting a couple feet in front, like off to the side of the entrance.
Yeah.
You'll have ones come back that way and they're constantly bouncing off your shoulder and stuff. Yeah, flying up next to your ear.
Yeah. Coming out and check you out. Oh, make sure you're not a threat.
Like, oh, it's just Tanner.
High five.
Yeah.
Little wing.
Tiny high five.
Oh, man. There's so many bees out there right now. And
on the clover.
Yeah. Lanessa was asking yesterday. She's like, are these wild bees? I'm like, well, they probably could have come from our hive splitting.
Yeah, we did have a few swarms of any catch. And
mm-hmm.
There's already, I mean, an area like this, while these old oaks, there's got to be feral hives out here already.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I remember when we were getting that silvopasture, the pig hub built. And
there's bees all back there on a goldenrod.
Well, not even that. I found a swarm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Up in that oak.
Yeah. So they're already here before we even got bees out here. There's no way we could catch that. We weren't ready for bees at the time.
And it was
either.
Way too high.
Yeah.
I had nothing to get up there with.
But there's bees out here. Yeah. It's awesome. They are loving the clover out there already.
Yeah, it's all right to let one go every now and then anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go get established. And
yeah.
Do bee
They're
stuff.
So much stronger.
Yeah.
On their own.
Yeah, if they survive on their own. That's why I like the hands-off approach. That's why I think Langstroths are the problem.
Yeah.
I think that hive system is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because bees can live in an old toilet.
Yeah.
Or and a tire.
The wall of a
Yeah, old wall barn. Of your house or, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your car. Open your trunk one day, there's a beehive in there.
Yeah.
And they're just fine.
Yeah.
It's like the Langstroth sort of problem. But unfortunately, I'm kind of tied to those right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get away from.
They're just convenient right now.
And they kind of have to be. They're so quick to get together, easy to source.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get away from them completely eventually. But I don't want to just put all my hives in one basket, if you will.
All your bees in a basket?
Yeah, all my bees in one basket and just go for a system I've never tried out before. So I got to do it. Baby steps.
Yep.
Baby steps to the elevator. What's that from?
I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah?
What about Bob?
What about Bob? I don't remember the reference. I know the movie.
I was about to say, if you don't know what movie I'm talking about.
No, that's why I said it that way. I was
calling
like, what
the
about
divorce
Bob?
Lawyer.
Shut your face. What? Oh, you didn't fire me last week.
You were close, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You were close.
You can't fire me until Friday.
It's coming right around the corner. Right around the corner.
Fire me on Sunday. I won't be here next week. Bye.
How long are you going for?
I don't know. A few days. I didn't even think about that with the podcast.
Huh. I'll do one by myself.
You're going to do one by yourself again?
I don't know.
Super awkward.
Yeah.
I know what I can do. I can FaceTime you.
Oh, gosh.
So you can see me. And like, I'm still here. You can put the phone up to the microphone.
That's not going to work. How do people do that, though? Like, if you do a podcast and have a guest on and a call in.
I don't.
How does that work?
I'm not sure because I'm trying to think of how Billy and William do it because they do the video chat.
Yeah.
And I have like when I have the
Descript
pulled up, it says add guest speaker. So I'm like, what? How do I?
Just like you invite them or something. You have to send them like an invite.
Yeah. So I don't know if I do that live.
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We'll have to look into doing something like that one day, maybe. I don't know.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. About a word.
You get a word?
I got a word.
I don't have a word.
So I got this. I got a thing about Ghostbusters 2 with the goo.
The goo.
2 with the goo.
2, yeah.
I'll come up with a rhyme. Did you hear my rhyme last episode?
I told you
you were going to like it when you went back. You hadn't listened to it.
I didn't listen to the full episode yet.
Told you you're gonna like it when you go back. I didn't even mean to do it, and I was like, "That should be on the shirt. You're gonna like that when you get back in here." Anyway,
space cadet.
Well, it's like I always come up with every episode here lately. I'm like, "That should be on a T-shirt." There's nothing standing out this episode.
I have a list.
Yeah.
Of things.
We'll get that down one day. So anyway, the goo is what reminded me of this, and that's a clue for you. What does viscous mean?
Ew.
Yeah.
It just sounds gooey.
Yeah.
Viscous. I don't know. I can't even think of...
Even with my hint.
It sounds like... I'm thinking of eviscerate. No.
No.
Not eviscerate.
Jeez.
Viscous.
Jeez.
Viscous.
Do you want me to define it?
Please just do, because I am...
You're torturing everybody.
Shut up.
Viscous. It's an adjective. It's defined as having a thick, sticky consistency between solid and liquid, having a high viscosity.
Okay. Viscosity makes sense.
An example is viscous lava. Hmm. Just like the viscous material underneath New York in the sewers in Ghostbusters too. You know what I always think of? Hmm. Like, I don't, that's not the first movie scene I think of. You know what I think of? Is Van Helsing with, what's the guy who played Wolverine? Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
When he, you ever seen that? Van Helsing?
I don't know if I have.
So in the movie, so he works for like the church. He's a monster hunter mm-hmm. for the church. And so it's kind of like, so think like a medieval James Bond. Huh. So when he goes back to the church, there's this like a monk or whatever he's supposed to be, a priest in training, is like his version of Q. Gives him weapons and things. And like, you know, stuff like that, like help. Well, he goes out in the field with him, and there's this like his ball. And the priest guy is the guy that played Faramir. And
yeah,
that's the guy that plays the little priest, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's a lot younger. Or no, I don't know. Anyway, he touches the ball, and he's like, looks like some kind of viscous material, and he sticks his finger in there, and he's like, aha. He's like, viscous material.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's, I don't know, that's the first thing I think of when I hear that word. Not Ghostbusters 2.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now I want to watch that movie again. It's completely ridiculous.
Which one?
Van Helsing.
Well, apparently I need to watch it anyway, so.
Ghostbusters 2 is a documentary.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy.
Yeah. Is that all you got about ghosts?
Yep. Oh gosh, look, it's raining pollen pods. Oh,
I thought you meant it. I thought you said it was raining. Like what?
Raining pollen puns. Raining. No, that's all I got.
Mm.
I have no ghosts.
That's all I got.
No ghosts in my life.
That's all I want to talk about. I don't like talking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Giving it life.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yep.
Stay away from that stuff, people.
Yeah.
Stay away from it.
Don't go get your
et cetera.
Palms red.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know how they're getting that information?
Mm.
The demonic forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away from that crap. Yep. Unless you go up there and just throw a brick through the window.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What, graveyard? Did you ever hang out in graveyards?
Mm-mm.
People are so scared of graveyards. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I don't know.
People are dead. What are they going to do?
They ain't there.
Yeah. They ever tell you about the big giant graveyard in Germany?
Mm-mm.
I never told you that?
I don't think so.
So I think it was in Schweinfurt. Schweinfurt is where the old base used to be until we got reflagged. So I never lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And so my buddy had to go get his stuff out of the old barracks. They had like a certain amount of time to clear everything up, move it to the new barracks where we were living down in Grafenwöhr. So we went up there for the weekend just to hang out because it was a cool old town. He wanted to hang out up there and get the rest of his stuff packed up. So we did that, and we spent the rest of the weekend hanging out. Well, Sunday evening, he wanted to take me to the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for what? You know, he's like, it's really cool. Sunday, all the family, not all of them, but a lot of families go light candles on the graves of their dead relatives.
Yeah.
So this place is acres and acres. I mean, it's massive. There's thousands of graves there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really old. And it's also supposedly the place where, what was that? There's a movie, Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Oh,
the girl that was actually based off of.
Yeah.
It was German, and she's supposedly buried there somewhere.
Mm.
Anyway, so we're walking around. It was really cool. We went there right at sundown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just lit up by candles. And it was beautiful. But it is a graveyard. And most people be like, oh, it's so scary.
Yeah.
But whatever. So we're walking. And he wanted to show me this tomb. And we're walking and walking. And there was this. It was bigger than life size. It was Jesus crucified with two Roman centurions. And the Roman centurions were probably 12 or 15 feet tall.
Jeez.
Like stone statues. Mm-hmm. It was massive. And at the feet of this sculpture was this door. And it was a spiral staircase and went straight down. It was locked. Super, super old. And I was like, what's down there? And he's like, you know, a crypt. And I was like, of who? He's like, nobody knows. Yeah. He's been trying to figure it out. Nobody knows. Jeez. So he always wanted to go back and break into that. I'm like, no.
He's
like, what are you scared of? I'm like, I'm not scared of anything, but that's you're asking to get something.
Yeah.
You're asking to something attached to you and climb back up the stairs with you. I ain't playing with that.
Yeah.
But the graveyard itself was awesome. It was really cool. Yeah, and then the graveyard out in Somerville. Oh, that's another one. About the baby?
Somerville.
The parks.
That big one?
Yeah, that you drive by the baseball field?
Yeah.
So in the back corner closer to Tupperway Drive, I think it's Tupperway or whatever that is supposedly there's a grave where kids always said you go back there as a baby, very bad there. And you hear, and the baby wants company apparently, and it's crying. Oh, it cries to attract you. Like, why is there a baby here? I heard it once.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was walking past there. We're going to coming from something. So we're parked somewhere. I had to walk past there, and I faintly heard it. And it was with some friends, and I was like, bro, just kept walking. Gosh. They didn't even say nothing.
They were like, oh, let's go check it out.
Yeah, and I was like, I ain't going.
No.
But it's exactly where I've always, growing up hearing that, you're like, whatever. And then we're walking, and I was like, bro, I hear a baby crying. Mm-hmm. Like right where everybody said. And I wasn't going in there. Because you can see, there's no reason you could see in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Weird.
And so Glenn, my cousin Glenn.
Yeah.
There's a graveyard. But by, where he grew up, and he always said, when he came home, he always saw something walking to the graveyard. I said, bro, there ain't nothing walking to that graveyard. And he's like, yeah, there is. He's like, I'll go show you. So we're driving and he's like, there it is right there. And I'm like, where? He's like, back up, do it again. I debunked this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a white marble gravestone when you drive, it's on a curve. When you're driving, your lights shine on it and bounce off this white marble, and it looks like something standing up walking for us for like a split second because it's shining off that. And then when the lights pass, I'm like, bro, I was like, I'll go over there and stand. I walked over there and stood behind it, and he drove by and he didn't see it. I'm like, because the light's bouncing off of me and not the marble.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, you've been so scared all these years.
How old was he?
He's still living at home.
Yeah.
He's a teenager. Mm. Yeah, he's funny, man. That was the same time as the beaver war. He was at war with the beavers in the ditch.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, yeah. Good times.
Fighting beavers.
Yeah. Oh, how do we get here?
I don't know.
Anyway, are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Now what are we going to do? It's 2 o'clock. Holy snakies. Are we putting the chickens out?
I think we should.
I think we should too.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Gotta get the boys rounded up. I might get another splash of coffee if Everett hadn't turned it into chocolate milk down there.
Oh gosh. He needs to stop doing that because he's wasting my creamer.
Yeah. He puts more creamer than coffee in his cup. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Thanks, Everett.
Hmm.
I'm sure he'll probably hear this later at some point.
We're gonna be in the truck or the car. He's going to be on his phone. He's going to look up, huh? Did you see my name?
Or not even here.
Yeah.
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 Stupid phones. Anyway, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yep.
Cool. We cover everything. Now we have to be all structured.
Yep.
Do we, though?
I don't know.
Do we?
I don't know.
No. I think it helps me not to forget something, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. It's all right.
We have a rough outline.
Yeah. Something to keep me on track.
Yep.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked about all kinds of stuff. Kinda. Not like I would want to. Yeah. The gears are turning.
Oh, jeez.
What else can I talk about?
No, let's go. You can talk about it next time. You can do it while I'm gone next weekend.
You're right.
Or next week.
You're right. That's just weird.
What? Oh, talking about.
Yeah, because it's fun when you're talking and you get a reaction from someone sitting across from you. It's funny.
Yeah.
And you get a laugh. Ha ha. And it's kind of like, you're like, hey, look at, oh, nobody's there. And it's like, it was funny in my head, but now it's really not.
Well, I can laugh at it when I go back and listen to it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. They're all going to laugh at you. Anyway. All right. Thanks for listening. Stay away from ghost stuff and witchcraft stuff. It's no good.
Yeah.
Stay away from it. Get into Bible. Find you some Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
What? Why are you laughing? You don't agree with that?
I totally agree with you.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
That's a little odd. That's an odd reaction to that statement.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't your statement. It was just everything leading up to that.
Why don't you get the pastor at the house tonight?
Go ahead. He would love to come over and hang out with
us.
He
would, but for that reason, though?
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I love you.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next week, possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe just me.
Yep.
I'll do it again. I ain't scared. It's weird, but I ain't scared to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it during the daytime this time. Last time it was late. I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll have Amara on here. Me and Amara do a podcast.
What if he goes with me?
That's right. Yeah. Who can I have on here with me?
I don't know.
I know Doug don't like to talk. Lynette already said she didn't really want to be on here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Let me see if Addison's. No, because she's going to be in school.
Yeah.
That gummit.
It's going to be you.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure something out. Anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice surprise. Peace. Happy little accident, maybe.
Yes.
Right. Well, one of us possibly be. See y'all next week. Take care out there. And as always, keep your powder dry.
And your Bibles close.
Very close. Peace out.
Bye.